Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, my name's Andy, and welcome to Radio Headspace. I hope you had a good weekend. It's Monday morning, and a few weeks back, I had the good fortune to celebrate my birthday, and one of the nice things about my birthday is I get to share it with a very good friend of mine. We were born in a similar part of the world. We were born on the same day, about 3 hours apart, and we've grown up together, and I have the good fortune still of seeing him on my birthday, on his birthday, our birthday. And as he walked in through the gate the other day, he said, "Brother, happy birthday. I can't believe we're still here." And it's an interesting thing, I think, with birthdays. It's so easy as you get to a certain age to start feeling maybe a little unhappy or uneasy. It reminded me of an exercise we had to do at one particular monastery. We had to sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and make a list of all the people who had passed away in our life that we knew of. And the idea, of course, was to focus sort of on this idea of mortality and to try to generate a sense of appreciation simply for being alive. And as part of this exercise, it got more sort of particular. I can't remember how old I was at the time, somewhere in my mid-20s, I think, but I had to make a list of everyone I knew who had died under the age of 30. And at first, you kind of might think, well, probably can't be that many people. But as I started writing, see, there were more and more names, and these weren't necessarily all people that I knew really well, all friends. You know, there were people from all kinds of different situations. There was a son of some friends of us, some family friends of ours, who passed away from leukemia at a very young age. There was a guy from our school who was stabbed in a park. There was a friend who I met when I was traveling who was run over by a car. So these weren't necessarily all people who were very close, but they'd all people that I'd come into contact with. It had a really profound impact on me, which I guess was the point of the exercise, you know, that we can't take anything for granted. We live with this idea that our days will go on and on, and as a result, we don't really perhaps appreciate each moment, each day, each passing year. We have in our mind that ideally we're going to sort of check out at this sort of time in our life and we'll feel ready at that time and hopefully it will be peaceful and everything else. And the truth is we know none of that. And I was reminded on this birthday, I was giving my good friend a book, and it's a book by one of my favorite teachers, still my teacher to this day, a Tibetan abbot called Lama Yeshe Rinpoche. And he wrote a book called From a Mountain in Tibet. So this isn't a book plug episode, just to be clear. It's just a book that I think is brilliant, that tells an incredible story. Anyway, on the back, he talks about sort of, look, growing up in Tibet, we didn't count the days. We didn't count the years. We didn't know when our birthdays were. We were simply young until one day we were old. And I feel there's something really beautiful in that idea, kind of not necessarily being tied to the age on our birth certificate, but living with a greater sense of freedom than that, celebrating the fact that we are still here on this planet. And hopefully we're surrounded by good people in our life. So as you head into the day today, just an extra focus perhaps on appreciating each passing moment, even when things are difficult, recognizing that it's a good thing we're still here. And the alternative perhaps is not so welcome. I hope you have a great day today. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.